Paul Laurence Dunbar, born in Dayton, Ohio in 1872, wrote in standard and dialect English. His renown in using the English language came to the attention of editor William Dean Howells, who promoted Dunbar's work and brought it to the attention of the world. As a teen, Dunbar went to high school and was best friends with Wilbur and Orville Wright. As the Wright brothers matured and went into the field of aviation, Paul became a formidable force in literature. Here are some of my favorite pieces of this young genius. The interpretation of the so-called Negro dialect is really the cadence and vernacular of how people, white and black, spoke in the antebellum and postbellum South. Through these poems, the listener is transported to an era when simple pleasures were savored, family and friends were treasured, and hardships were endured with grace and humor. I hope you enjoy the works of this great wordsmith.
They had a great big party down the Tom's the other night. Was I there? You bet. And I never in my life seen such a sight. All the folks from folk plantations was invited, and they come. They come trooping thick as chillin' when they hears a fife and a drum. Everybody was dressed their finest. Hush your mouth and get away. Ain't seen no such fancy dressin' since last quarterly meeting day. The girls were dressed up in silks and satins, not a wrinkle, nor a crease. Eyes batting, teeth shining, hair brushed back as slick as...